name is...
Watch me!
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York. We partied last night, didn't we? Didn't we, Reverend Al, at Belvin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to Harlem to good time, local band. I mean, you don't get to let your hair down often, but it was a nice night with you, Brother Joyner, last night. And talk about nice nights, we headed into the 4th of July weekend. And I want people, as we all go to our various places, to enjoy ourselves and have fun. I'll be speaking at the Essence Music Festival Saturday. Let us remember that the 4th of July was challenged by Frederick Douglass when he made the famous speech, "How Slave, Why Should I Celebrate the 4th of July?" And he talked about how it was a celebration of the independent country, but the enslavement of his people. Now, we have certainly made a lot more progress than the day that he made that speech. But we still have a long way to go in terms of the disparities in jobs, the disparities in health care, and the disparities in the criminal justice system and across the board. So in the middle of our frivolity and fun and relaxation, let us also engage our families and friends in conversation about we still have to continue to fight so we are equal in this independent country. Have you registered to vote? Are you voting for a congressman, a senator, or presidential candidate that stand up for you? Put some purpose in your party this weekend. Remember what Frederick Douglass said. And Sister Sybil, I just want you to know, as you know, I get up early every morning to do my morning prayer.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes you just don't get your prayers answered. All of the work I've done on Jay, all of the praying I've done on Jay, now he will go down in history as a crooked deacon.
Yes.
Fleecing the church.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine?
Not all prayers are answered. That's right.
I've got to say, yeah, I'm a friend of that guy that plays the crooked deacon on own. I mean, all my labor comes down to a man fleecing the church. And he thinks this is a great promotion.
Oh, yes.
He's sitting up talking about whether or not he's going to make call time or not. You're a crook. You're going to be a crook. You're fleecing your people. And you're worried about whether you're going to show up on time? Lord, give me strength.
Amen, brother.
Lord, give me strength.
Amen. We're praying for your strength, Reverend Al.
Pray for my strength. And pray to keep the crooked deacons out of the church.
Oh.